This is very dangerous. Even though it's a national primary road, the M15 from Stranraer to Kellygarden, it's quite narrow and very, very twisty, and it's quite hard for even two lorries to pass at that location. So it's totally unacceptable it's going to take this long. It's been undesigned for at least 2 or 3 years, and I'd hope that maybe next year that they'll be able to go to construction. But to hear now it's going to be 2027, like, it's totally unacceptable. We have spoke to the TAI a number of times when the delegation has gone to Dublin to raise this road, but certainly it's not the answer that we wanted.
They're potentially going to argue that the N15 travels effectively from Lifford to Ballyshannon. They've done an awful lot of work between Ballybuffet and Donegal Town. We've seen substantial work there over the past number of years. At the moment, they're working on McGrory's Brae to make that safe, and there's been a huge campaign over that one as well. So effectively, is the council and TII saying, look, the Cork and Benz are going to have to wait their turn?
Yeah, look, I know this is all subject to funding and that, and I know we're in competition with the other 25 counties. This isn't a local road, and it's obviously funded by the TII and the Department of Transport. But it's an extremely busy road, and the quality of it is not much better than some of our local and regional roads. The amount of traffic is coming down, and I know the idea is to try and send traffic from Stranraer to Letterkenny to the area in that road, but there's an awful lot of people use this road when they're coming from, as you say, Sligo, Donegal Town, Ballybuffet, maybe and to Stavan, Derry, and even out as far as Oma. When they do the traffic counts, they know themselves the amount of traffic is on it. It's probably about the second, third most busiest road in the actual county. So it's totally unacceptable, and something else, certainly, along with my colleagues here and that, Leverston or MB will be pushing harder to try and get it. Obviously, they're not hearing what we're saying, or they're not aware even the amount of accidents alone. I would safely say every month, particularly up at Cork and Benz there, there's a car goes off the road. There's it's quite clear to be seen. And again, have to ask, are they gathered reports there to show that? I know we were told that a lot of people who have accidents just took the car away after the accident. And they're not, because they're single vehicle accidents, that they just take the car away and they don't report it. So that's something we have to follow up on as well. And they'll have to impress on our local and countywide engineers to see that they're pushing for this job as well.